ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्परा स्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ हरि ओं तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ नृसिंहमूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने ॐ सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ This in the 32nd verse, Vidyaranya Swami introduces a prakriya. A prakriya means a method of unfoldment, and many methods of unfoldment, method of enquiry, a method of unfoldment is called prakriya. And this here, what is this method for? This method is to distinguish the self from the non-self and that way to arrive at the self, what exactly the truth of the individual is. Because arriving at the truth of the individual is in fact arriving at the truth of the entire universe. And not only that, arriving at the truth of the individual itself is what? Arriving at the very nature of the real truth, nature of the reality. It's like when you see the fire, you are inseparably, simultaneously, along with the fire, what you cannot miss is the heat and the light. When you see the sun, what you cannot miss along with the sun is the light. So what is inseparable, what is intrinsic, what is its... They're not two, seeing the sun first, then seeing the light is second. No. When you see the sun, you're seeing the light itself. The simultaneous. In the same way, discovery of the self is the discovery of the reality. Discovery of the reality is discovery of the very fullness and very nature. Therefore, he arriving at the self is the ultimate purpose here, and for which many methods are there. And one such method of unfoldment is called prakriya. That is introduced in this 32nd verse called Pancha Kosha Vivekaha. Like Drit Drishya Vivekaha, we Avasthatre Vivekaha, Chariratre Vivekaha, we have Pancha Kosha Vivekaha. So that is, he says, how the jiva attains the mokshaha. Paranirvritihi means mokshaha. Paranirvritim, you know, the attain. Who attained paranirvritihi? Tattva darshinaha. The men of the people who have the vision of the truth. Tattva darshinaha. Nirvritim param nirvritim labhante. How, you know, pancha koshi vivekena. By going through this analysis of these five layers of personality. And that this enquiry the students do with the help of the teachers. How do they do? They don't this do the of this enquiry independently, but with the help of the teacher. So having got the teaching from the teacher and having analyzed this five layers of personality with help of the teacher, and this they arrive at the truth. And as men of vision, they attain absolute end called moksha, that is said in the 32nd verse. Now, that Panchakosha Vivekaha is discussed from the 33rd verse onwards. The 33rd verse, Vidyaranya Swami enumerates those five layers of personality first. Let us read that verse now. Annam prano mano buddhihi. Annam prano mano buddhihi. Anandas cheti panchate. Anandas cheti panchate. Annam prano mano buddhihi. Anandas cheti panchate. Koshastairavrutasvatma. 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 Vismritya samsritim vrajet. Vismritya samsritim vrajet. So here in this 33rd verse, Vidyaranya Swami says how one gets caught up in the cycle of births and deaths, meaningless cycle of births and deaths called samsritihi. The word samsritihi is a feminine gender word for which there's an equivalent masculine gender word is samsaraha. So samsritim Prajet means samsaram prajet. How every individual gets into samsara, samsritihi. How? First, he enumerates the five koshas. Annam, annamayaha koshaha. Pranaha, pranamayaha koshaha. Then, manaha, manomayaha koshaha. Then, buddhihi, vijnanamayaha koshaha. Anandaha, anandamayaha koshaha. Iti, te, panchakoshaha. Those are five layers of personality. Now here, koshaha means what? A cover, a sheath. That which covers is called kosha. So these, each layer of personality seemingly covers the atma. Therefore, they are known as panchakoshaha. Annamayaha is also koshaha. So pranamayaha, manomayaha, vijnanamayaha, anandamayaha, these five layers of personality are said to be the five koshas, like they're like a five covers. And here the question comes, why do we need to analyze, why do we need to inquire into these, analyze these five layers of personality? Because Atma avrutaha. Taihi atma avrutaha. Atma means what? Atma means don't think something else. Swatma. One's own self. One's own self means what? The innermost essential truth, essential nature of reality. The innermost essential nature of all pervasive reality, or you can say all pervasive reality, obtaining as the innermost essence of every being, thereby which is the self of all the beings, is what? Swatma. This Swatma, every one's self, the all pervasive reality, obtaining as the self of every individual, has been covered by these five layers of personality. Therefore, they are called koshaha. Now the question comes, can they really cover the atma? Can these layers of personality really cover the atma? Because each layer of personality, Now, when you say annamayam, mayaha means what now? Annamayaha dehaha, the outermost layer of personality called physical body, the gross body, itself is like one cover. It's seemingly cover, it's not real cover. It's like the cover for the Atma. And also, there's a pranaha, the physiological functions and all the subtle sense power. We're going to see that later on. All these different layers of personality, which themselves are objects of knowledge. Themselves are objects of knowledge of the Atma. And which shine only in the presence of Atma. Which are the existence of Atma for their existence, which they have no independent existence at all. How can they cover the Atma? It's like a cloud comes and covers the sun. Yeah, the cloud, a tiny cloud, how can it cover the all pervasive sunlight? So here, the tiny cloud seems to be covering the, which shines in the presence of the sunlight. Even for the cloud to enjoy existence, to enjoy the status of existent or to shine, is dependent on the sunlight. Such a cloud, how can it cover the sunlight? You know, similarly here, it's impossible for a layer of personality to cover the Atma, because Atma is what? Very words, what? Apnoti sarvam iti Atma. Atma, the very here, the absolute reality, the ultimate truth, the one and the second, only reality, the consciousness, which is of the nature of all pervasiveness, which is the nature of limitlessness, the infinite reality, limitless reality, all pervasive reality, the infinite, limitless, all pervasive reality, how can it be covered by a limited, a finite body or finite layer of personality? It's impossible. Therefore, it is not really covered. Atma cannot be covered by anything. It is not, nothing is covering here. Nothing can cover the Atma. I told you already, Atma is non-coverable. Why? Because for something to cover something else, it must be bigger than the object which is covered. So there will be something much bigger than Atma to cover the Atma. Atma is absolute reality. What can cover the Atma here? How can a finite layer of personality cover the infinite Atma? How can a time-wise, object-wise, spatially limited any layer of personality, Namarupa, cover the infinite, limitless consciousness, the reality, Atma? No. Therefore, there's no real covering. But why are they called Koshaha? This each layer of personality is called Koshaha because it covers the Atma. Therefore, it's called Koshaha. But how does it cover? It does not cover really. What is covering then? So, the covering is what happens. It is like when we are watching a television program or a serial, what happens? The whole attention is drawn by the television, the serial characters. The characters, the people who are acting, the people who are acting there, the different characters. We forget even the names and forms of, we only think of the characters and the story here. So we forget the story, it becomes so real for us. Our attention is totally held by the, drawn by the characters and in action. We forget totally what? We lose sight of the very television screen. The television screen is there or not? Definitely it is there. And there cannot be something called serial without the television screen. But still, you are watching the thing means the attention is totally drawn and held by the characters. How we lose sight of the, we forget, we lose sight of the very screen, the very non-attractive, non-drawing, non-attractive screen. In the same way here, what happens? Our attention is totally drawn and held by these five layers of personality totally held. When something happens for the physical body, you know, there's a pain, the hunger, everything, the physical body draws the attention totally. Similarly, the pranamaya, each layer of personality totally takes our attention. All the time, our attention is totally divided and taken and drawn by these five layers of personality. That way, what happens in the long run, we lose sight of the very self. Completely, we forget. We lose sight of the very self. And as a result, what happens? When you lose sight of the very self, we become that very layer of personality itself. That very layer, each layer of personality is identified with. We identify our self is identified with that each layer of personality. Therefore, we become very layer of personality itself. And this distraction, because being distracted from the vision of the self, distracted from our attention being distracted and diverted from the self to the layers of personality is called what now? Covering. Being distracted and diverted to the layers of personality, attention being distracted and diverted to the layers of personality, thereby identified with those personalities, is called what? Covering. There's no real covering. So, taihi avrutaha swaatma. Now what happens? That covering, because of this covering, because attention, I told you what is covering now, because of this covering, atma is completely, we lose sight of the atma. Once you lose it of the atma, we have only what? Wrong identity. This identity with each layer of personality. I am the body. I am the prana. I am the mind. I am the intellect. And also what? Now I am ignorant. Actually, we have identity with all layers of personality in three different states of experience. Thereby, and not only that, all their limitations and problems are superimposed upon one's own self. Thereby, then we want to become infinite. It's a constant effort on our part to become different from what we are. Therefore, here this and this error in the perception of the self. In fact, its perception of the self results in the erroneous conclusions about the self. We have our own notion about the self. The notion I entertain about myself, I have made a conclusion based on my perception, which is erroneous perception. Therefore, this is absolutely an intellectual problem. It's a problem is in our cognition. Therefore, it is not physical. So, in fact, physically, you can never separate Atma and Anatma. Atma, Anatma, physically, they're inseparable. We need not separate. We cannot separate. We do not need to separate. So, the Atma, Anatma proximity, the inseparable close proximity of the Atma and Anatma is not at all a problem. We have to remember this fact. The inseparable close proximity of the consciousness and the matter, the Atma Anatma does not cause any problem at all. So because Atma need not say Aham Brahma Asmi, Atma does not say Aham Brahma Asmi, Atma does not speak, you know, say Aham Brahma Asmi, cannot say Aham Brahma Asmi. Nor can Anatma, being inert, Anatma also cannot say Aham Brahma Asmi. And who has to know this Aham Brahma Asmi now? Atma need not, cannot speak, say Aham Brahma Asmi. Anatma also cannot say, Anatma is inert matter. It cannot, can never say Aham Brahma Asmi. Then what is that here? It is the mixture, Atma, Anatma, mixture means here, the consciousness manifest in the mind, identified with the mind, that's called a mixture, who gets the title, Jiva title, and is Jiva. Who is a Jiva here? Consciousness manifest in the mind, identified with the mind, thereby getting the new name called Jiva alone has this problem, has the erroneous perception, thereby has the erroneous notion, and thereby because of this wrong notion, it's a purely what? It's a conclusion. The conclusion is not physical. It's a wrong conclusion, it's a wrong perception. So the inseparability of the Atma and Anatma is not responsible for samsara. We cannot separate them physically also, but the problem is caused samsara. The problem is caused by the erroneous notion, the conclusion based on the erroneous perception of the self, because of the attention being totally completely held by this Anatma layers of personality, we lose sight of the very Atma. How initially when we get into the theater, sitting in the theater before the film, you know, start, this film is screened, before we see, we know the screen, we see the screen, we know this is the screen. The screen alone is here, screen will be there until the last, screen will be there continuously. The movie is going to come, in very name movie tells what, it's going to move, 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 and finally move away. The movie will come and movie will go. There, the film will come and go, whereas the screen will be there permanently. We know that very well. But once the movie starts, the film starts, and once you start watching the movie, slowly, 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 every character is so attractive. The screen is so completely non-attractive, doesn't hold your attention. Slowly, you become extroverted. It's because of the distraction in the of the attention, getting extroverted, and you are totally held by the characters, you lose sight of the screen. In the same way here also, getting distracted by these different layers of personality, totally attention being held by them, we get extroverted and you lose the sight of the one's own self. This losing sight of one's own self, attention being totally distracted by layers of personality and their problems, and then we have identified with them, and then having erroneous conclusion of our oneself is called what now? Atma Vismritihi. No? Thereby what happens? Samsritim Prajet. Thereby attaining, having individuality, and having punya papam, one continues to get caught up in this endless cycle of samsara. It's called samsritim vrajet. So in this verse, Gaudapacharya beautifully introduces the panchakoshas And how, what is kosha? Also, he says, kosha is nothing but the covering is nothing but being distracted and thereby becoming extroverted. And this extrovertedness, and because of the distraction, results in what happens? We losing sight of the self is called vismritihi. Okay, now we'll go to the next verse. Now he's in the 31st verse. He says, what is, we analyze the Annamaya Kosha. What is Annamaya Kosha? He quickly says, he analyzes his three bodies, the five layers of personality in these three verses. Syat panchikrita bhutotho. Syat panchikrita bhutotho. Syat panchikrita bhutotho. Syat panchikrita bhutotho. Dehastholonna samyakah. Dehastholonna samyakah. Dehastholonna samyakah. Lingetu rajasaih pranaihi. Pranah karmendriyai saha. Lingetu rajasaih pranaihi. Lingetu rajasaih pranah karmendriyai saha. So here is a panchikrita bhuta uttaha dehaha stulaha. So stulaha dehaha. The gross body, stula shariram, stulaha dehaha. You know, and what is stulaha deha? This gross physical body, which is the outermost layer of personality and which is born of what a panchikrita bhuta uttaha, which is the product of the gross elements. It's a gross elemental product, which is not born of subtle elements. It is product of gross elements, grossified elements. So we have already understood, we know what is panchikritam and all. So panchikrita bhuta means not the tanmatra, which is a panchikrita bhuta. Panchikrita bhuta means grossified element. Grossified element is the gross elements. So mixing up of subtle elements in certain proportion is called grossification. So from those grossified gross elements, so this thulaha deha uttaha, it has come into existence, originated from the gross elements, which means actually it's a product of, it's a gross elemental product. And this body is called what now? Anna Samgyakaha. It is known as, Samgyakaha means known as Annamayaha Pranaha. The Annamayaha, the outermost layer of personality, the gross body, which is the product of the gross elements, the gross elemental product is known as Annamayaha Koshaha. Because this body is what first draws our attention. Completely draws our attention here. It helps the attention. That is so we become extroverted first. Then, what's the next pranam kosha here? Linga, lingetu, rajasai pranai pranakaya. Now he's going to say, now the gross body has been negated as the annamaya kosha of personality, and which is the, why is annamaya kosha? You know very well, it's born of food, sustained by food, finally it resolve into food only. This physical body, whether we like it or not, whosoever is the gross physical body, they put something used to tease before. Some people say, if you meditate, and then some people, they say, they go with the bhuta udal. They go as along with the gross body, they disappear. you know, they go to higher lokas. There's some people they say, but Pujaram used to teach this. Whoever it is, however great a person he is, what a Mahatma he is, whatever a yogi he is, even a yogi, whatever it is, sukshma he can take away. But the sthulam of everybody, as we what now, will get disintegrated, will be disintegrated into elements. That's why death is called panchatva praptihi. Panchatva praptihi means what? This physical body, nobody's physical body will ever remain beautiful and neat and clean and non-sticky. Everybody's body, whether he's a rogue or a nice Mahatma, everybody's body will get disintegrated into elements. This physical body getting disintegrated into its original, its own elemental form is called what? Panchatva Prapti. It is called death. Physical body's death. And once it gets disintegrated, again, it dissolves into, we say, this the food only. Food in the form of elements. From the elements alone, food comes. Therefore, from the food, this body is born. Therefore, this body which is born of food, elements in the form of food, the body is sustained by food, again gets back into the food in the form of elements only. Therefore, it's called what? No, Annamayaha Koshaha. And this Annamayaha Koshaha, Annamayaha Deha, is the Sthula Shariram. Now comes, next sentence introduces the Sukshma Shariram. In the Sukshma Shariram, as a part of Sukshma Shariram, we have what? The five pranas. Five physiological functions which form part of, which alone do not make the subtle body, but which form part of the subtle body. That's why linge. Lingam is another word for sukshmam. Linge to means linga shari, sukshare. Meaning, forming part of the subtle body, we have five physiological functions. So these physiological functions are what? Actually, they are the expression of Rajoguna. They're parts of Rajoguna. So these physiological functions which represent Rajoguna, and they, not only that, also Karma Indriyaihi Saha, along with five subtle, imperceptible powers of organs of actions. Pancha Karma Indriyani and Pancha Pranaha, 10 which form part of the subtle body, together constitute what? Pranamayaha Koshaha. Of course, we know very well the prana also holds attention and holds the attention along with the sense, the powers of organs of Kandriyani, they also what? Contribute for extrovertedness. Therefore, they also become a physiological layer of personality. The physical layer of personality, you move on to the physiological layer of personality. So they form part of this 10, the five powers and the five physiological functions, 10 of them, which forms the physiological layer of personality called Pranamayaha Koshaha. These two koshas are discussed in the 34th verse. Now let us quickly go to the next layer of next verse. Sattvikair dhindriyai sakam. Sattvikair dhindriyai sakam. Vimarshatma manomayaha. Sattvikair dhindriyai sakam. In the previous verse, the word saha was used. Karmendriyaihi saha. Along with karmendriyani, five pranas from the pranamaya koshaha. Now he says, sattvikair dhindriyai sakam vimarshatma manomayaha. Sattvikair dhindriyai sakam vimarshatma ఆత్మా మనోమయ తైరేవ సాకం విజ్ఞానమయో ధీర్నిశ్చయాత్మిక తైరేవ సాకం విజ్ఞానమయ ధీర్నిశ్చయాత్మిక. సో ఇన్ దిస్ 35th వర్స్ విద్యారాయణ స్వామి డిస్కస్సెస్ అబౌట్ దిస్ మనోమయ అండ్ విజ్ఞానమయ. సో అన్నమయ ప్రాణమయ డిస్కస్ ఇన్ 34th, మనోమయ అండ్ విజ్ఞానమయ ఆర్ డిస్కస్డ్ హియర్. హీ సేస్ సాత్వికై ధీ ఇంద్రియై సాకం విమర్శాత్మనో ధీరింద్రియై. హియర్ ధీరింద్రియం మీన్స్ బుద్ధీంద్రియం, బుద్ధీంద్రియం మీన్స్ జ్ఞానేంద్రియం. సి కంప్లీట్లీ డిఫరెంట్ వర్డ్ యు ఆర్ లెర్నింగ్ హియర్. ధీంద్రియై, ధీంద్రియం నాట్ ధీర్, ధీ ధీ ప్లస్ ఇంద్రియం, ధీంద్రియం, ధీంద్రియం నాట్ ధీర్, సారీ ధీంద్రియం. బుద్ధీంద్రియం, బుద్ధీంద్రియం ఇస్ ఈక్వల్ టు జ్ఞానేంద్రియం. సో బుద్ధీంద్రియై మీన్స్ జ్ఞానేంద్రియై సాకం, అలాంగ్ విత్ జ్ఞానేంద్రియాణి. సో ఫైవ్ ఆర్గన్స్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్, ఫైవ్ సటిల్ పవర్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆర్గన్స్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్, సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్, అండ్ వాట్ ఆర్ ది, దే ఆర్ ఆల్ ప్రొడక్ట్, దే ఆర్ రిప్రజెంట్ సాత్విక గుణః గుణః. Therefore, the products of sattvic aspect of the matter. Therefore, the sense powers are also products of what? Sattvic aspect of the matter only. Therefore, sattvikahi dhindriyahi, along with the subtle five sense powers, which are the products of sattvic aspect of the matter, vimarshatma manomayaha. Vimarshatma here means mind. The mind along with sense organs, which are products of sattvic aspect, sattvic, sattuguna, he says, form the manomayaha koshaha, the imperial of sattvic. Here the vimarshatma means mind. Mind is called vimarshatma. Don't separate the word as atma there. Vimarshatma together means mind. You know, vimarshaha here means doubt, samshayaha. So, samshayatma. Vimarshatma means samshayatma manomayaha. So, therefore, mind is what now? Vimarshatma. The mind, any doubt is mind, stands for mind only. Therefore, vimarshatma means the mind which has doubts, and that mind which is with, which is, there's no conclusions there, okay? The mind with the doubts, which is a vimarshatma. Therefore, with the sense powers, form the manomayaha koshaha. That's fine. Which means, that's also the very purpose of introducing the sense organs as sattvika. Sattvikani indriyani means, they're all products of sattvic aspect of matter only. Therefore, they all are dependent on the very Atma for the very existence. For them to become the known, they are objects of knowledge of the Atma. Though they can never cover the Atma, they can never be the Kosha. But still now, because just by holding attention, drawing the attention, distracting the attention, they seemingly cover the Atma. Now, taihi eva sakam vijnanah. Now, taihi means what? The same, along with the same sense powers, along with sakam, sakam means along with the same sense powers. Now, dhihi, nischayatmika dhihi. You know, when the doubt comes to an end, that's called what? Conclusion or knowledge. So, nischayatmika dhihi, vimarshatma mai manaha. Okay, so along with these same sense powers, sense organs, nischayatmika dehi, the intellect, nischaya intellect, you know, the intellect, dehi is intellect, constitute what? Vijnanamaya koshaha, the intellectual layer of personality. So vimarshat manomaya, the emotional layer of personality, is what in the becomes the mind along with the sense powers become one layer of personality. Mind along with the sense powers form layer of personality, which is called manomaya. Now the same sense, along with the same sense organs, the vijnanamaya, the intellect forms the vijnanamaya, the intellectual layer of personality. Now we have to notice one thing: the sense powers form part of the manomaya koshaha. Sense powers form the part of the vijnanamaya also. How come? If we say, so mind stands for doubt, intellect stands for conclusion, decision, knowledge. Now always this is how things happen. The sense organs are associated with the mind. That is how, what now, the minds, the sense organs, they perceive the objects. Once you perceive the objects, then what happens? Then knowledge takes place. Knowledge of the objects takes place. So perception of the objects presupposes the knowledge. The perception of the objects takes place first. Then there is knowledge of the objects. Once knowledge takes place, only then the desire for the object also can happen. There cannot be desire for an object without the knowledge of the object. You know, you can never have a desire for something which you do not know at all. Desire must always be for something which is already known to you. So over here, first you perceive the object through senses, then desire comes. Therefore, sense organs are associated with the mind. Actually, sense organs are associated with the intellect. You perceive the objects, then the knowledge of the objects take place. When the knowledge takes place, then a lot desire for the objects also takes place. Therefore, perception, the sense organs are associated with both mind and intellect. The sense organs are associated with the mind. They form the emotional layer of personality. The sense organs with the intellect form the intellectual layer of personality called vijnanamayaha. Once the knowledge takes place, the desire comes. Then after the desire, you what now? You get into action. You do something to fulfill the desire. Then called what now? Kriya Shakti. That's why Icha, first jnana, first perception, then jnana shakti operation operates, then the knowledge takes place. Once the knowledge takes place, then Icha Shakti operates, then there's a desire comes. When the desire is there, then Kriya Shakti operates, then you do the action to fulfill the desire. Always. So perception, then jnana shakti, and the jnanam, then desire, knowledge, then desire, then action. Knowledge, desire, action. Knowledge, desire, action. This is how always things happen. So therefore, here the sense organs, the indriyani, are what now? Products of sattvic aspect of the matter. Therefore, they are called sattvikani dindriyani. Along with them, the mind along with the sense organs forms the emotional layer of personality. And they say along with the same sense organs, intellect forms the intellectual layer of personality called vijnanamayaha koshaha. And when the conclusion is there, decision is there, then nischaya buddhi. And the doubt is there, dilemma is there, it is manaha. So two different forms of thoughts. Now, anyway, generally it's antakkarana. Now, with these three layers of person, pramaya, manomaya, and vijnanamaya, these three layers of person constitute what? Sukshma shariram, subtle body. And sukshma shariram as a whole is the product of the sattvic, rajasic aspects of the matter only. So now we are going to see the next verse. It's Anandamayaha Koshaha. It's introduced in the 36th verse. So 33rd, 4, 5, and 6. So this 33rd to 36th, in these four verses, Vidyarana Swami beautifully, briefly introduces and finishes the discussion of these the five layers of personality. We're going to unfold, but going to come later on. We're going to see elaborately that. First, he finishes in a nutshell what they are, he tells them. So, next, he talks about the Karana as a Anandamayaha Koshaha, which is otherwise called Karana Shariram or Karana Dehaha. Karane Sattvamanandamayo Modadi Vrittivihi Karane Sattvam Anandamayo Modadi Vrittivihi Karane Sattvam Anandamayo Modadi Vrittivihi Tat Tatkoshaistutadatmyat Atma tattanmayo bhaved Tatkoshaistutadatmyat Atma tattanmayo bhaved I'll repeat it. Karane sattvamanandamayo Modadivrittihi tattatkoshaistutadatmyat Atma tattanmayo bhaved. So here, you know very well, because now these three layers of personality, pranamayaha, manomayaha, vijnanamayaha, which form the subtle body, then now the Anandamayaha Koshaha. What is Anandamayaha Koshaha? What is the Anandamayaha Koshaha? The Karana Shariram is called Anandamayaha Koshaha. What is Karana Shariram? Avidya. What is Avidya here? Total ignorance. And what is total ignorance is what? Tamoguna. Not mentioned here. Other things he mentions, like Rajasehi, Pranehi, Satvikehi, Dindrihi, etc. But here he doesn't mention, but we have to understand ourselves that Karane, in this Karana Shariram, now Avidya, there is this total ignorance is there. And the total ignorance is what's a product of Tamoguna. So Tamasaha. So along with this product of Tamoguna, which is Ajnanam, there also what now? There is also Sattva, there is also Anandaha, there is also bliss. In total ignorance is bliss, we say, because in total, and there is the total ignorance is Avidya here, and the total ignorance is what? Maya. The total ignorance is a word here, is the, in the Karana Shariram we find, and that is the Tamogunam, the Tamasam. So, Ajnanam is Tamasam, which is it's a part of Tamas. And now we have this Anandaha also. Anandaha it's a part of Sattvaguna. So, there's a mixture of Sattvaguna and Tamoguna. Ignorance is a product of Tamoguna. And here is an expression of Tamoguna. Ananda is expression of Sattvaguna. Therefore, there is Malina Sattvam. We call it Malina Sattvam. What is Marana Sattvam? Sattva Guna along with Tamaguna is Malina Sattvam, mixed with Tamoguna. Sattva Guna, not pure Sattva Guna, mixed with Tamoguna is called Malina Sattvam. And there is total ignorance, which is the Tamoguna, product of Tamoguna. Then there is Anandaha, which is because of the Sattva Guna. So because of the presence of Sattva Guna, there is Ananda. Because of the Tamoguna, there is Ajnanam. There is a Malina Sattvam. And here we say, there is both. Because there is Sattva Guna along with the Tamoguna, but now there is experience of the Anandaha in three levels. I can tell you, see, because of the Sattva Guna along with the Tamoguna, now it is possible for one to experience Anandaha in three levels. That's what he says as what? Modadi vrittibihi. Modaha adi means what? Modaha. In Taittiriya Upanishad mentioned very clearly. Modaha. Modaha. Pramodaha. Actually, we say first priyam. Priyaha. Modaha. Pramodaha. Modaha vrittibihi means what now? Three different levels of the experience of experience of Ananda in three different levels. I'll repeat it. Experience of Anandaha, experience of Sukham in three different levels, obtaining in the form of thoughts known as vrittis. When is it experienced? That experience of the Ananda, the bliss in three different levels, obtaining in the form of thoughts is what? Is also from the Karna Shariram. And there's also what? Total ignorance also is there. Therefore, it is Malina Sattvam. That's a product of, there is because of the Tamoguna, there is Ajnanam. And because of this Sattuguna, there is also bliss. And therefore, there is a Malina Sattvam in that Karna Shariram. Ajnanam, Sajnana Vrittihi, ignorance Vritti. There is also what? This experience of Ananda in three different levels, outcome of thoughts, Mudadi Vrittibihi. And this Karna Shariram, obtaining in the form of the experience of ignorance and the experience of on the three different levels is called Karna Shariram, and this is called Anandamayaha Koshaha. Now, Anandamayaha Koshaha. So, this Ananda obtaining as the Karna Shariram, available in total ignorance is experiential sukham, experiential anandaha. It is not the swarupa ananda or brahma ananda, because brahma ananda is not, never experiential ananda, can never be experienced. Therefore, and this ignorance along with these three levels of experience, three levels of bliss, Ananda experienced. Three levels of Ananda, we say, form this Karna Shariram. Oh, okay, these five layers of personality are there, no problem. Here, what problem does the Jiva have here? Suppose Jiva should claim what? Jiva should be able to claim the pure consciousness. the all-pervasive consciousness as the self. Instead of taking ownership of the consciousness as the self, what happens? Taking these layers of personality as the self is the problem. See, I am the Annamayaha, I am the body. This mistaking the koshas for the self without claiming the consciousness as the self, the infinite limitless consciousness as the self, Jiva claims these layers of personality, finite, inert, material product koshas as the self, is the problem here. That's called mistaking them for a self is called tadatmyam. Koshestu tadatmyam. Identity. Tadatmyam means identity. Without taking ownership of consciousness, claiming the consciousness as the self, is Jiva identifying with these koshas, taking the koshas as the self, is called tadatmyam. Then tadatmyam, and that wrong idea as a wrong conclusion about this self, that tanmayaha bhavet. So here the question we had to, as I told you in the very beginning itself, now there is mixture here, atma anatma or inseparability. Like the reflection of your face in the reflecting medium, the reflection and the reflecting medium are inseparable. So physically inseparable. So the physical inseparability of the, say, physical inseparability of the Atma and Jivatma, it does not cause any problem at all. The inseparably, the close proximity is not at all the problem. Here, neither the Atma by itself can claim Aham Brahmasmi, nor can the Anatma can say Aham Brahmasmi. Actually, the mixture of the Atma and Anatma mixture. So the consciousness manifests in the mind, identified with the mind alone, what no, isn't the problem here. The problem is it is the wrong identity and thereby the wrong conclusion based on wrong identity. So the wrong notion caused by the erroneous perception. Erroneous notion caused by erroneous perception is the problem here. Otherwise, association is not the problem, inseparability is not the problem, close proximity is not the problem. The problem is the erroneous perception of the self and thereby erroneous identity, wrong identity and wrong conclusion based on the wrong perception is the problem. And how it, now this problem has to be sorted out. How to correct the error in the perception? How to have the right perception, thereby how to resolve the problem caused by the wrong perception, based wrong conclusion based on the wrong perception. So the correction of the wrong conclusion based on erroneous perception is the only way we can sort out this from samsara. Therefore, and here, Anvaya Vyatireka, using that method, Panchakosha Viveka, and we have to now distinguish the Atma. We have to understand the Atma being distinct from the Anatma. So Atma can never be distanced, physically distanced, separated from the Anatma. But Atma can be cognitively, I repeat the sentence, Atma can never be physically separated and distanced from the Anatma. But Atma can be cognitively, intellectually distinguished. Atma being distinct from the Anatma can be cognitively appreciated. Right, so here, this Panchakosha Viveka, now only we understood what these Panchakoshas are. First he introduced the 32nd verse, then he enumerated the 32nd verse, and the 33rd verse, 34, 35, 36, he discussed what those koshas are. He made it very clear, what is Thula Shariram? Annamaya Koshaha? Anna Sangyaha Panchikrita Bhuta Uttaha. You know, this is a product of the gross elements, which is born of food, sustained by food, and which is resolving in the food. This is completely, it is a matter. Now, what are the Pranamaya Kosha? The pranas also, along with the powers of organs of actions, form the part of subtle body, which are also what? Products of rajasic aspect of the matter. So, tamasic aspect of the matter, we already said, sthula sharir, so sthula bhutani. Now, rajasic aspect of subtle elements, they are also elemental products only. To mention that, he uses the word rajasaihi pranaihi. And what about the karmendriyani and manaha? The mind, the intellect and gyanendriyani, they are all products of sattvic aspect of the matter only. So, the pranas and karmendriyani are products of rajasic aspect of the matter, which form the part of subtle body. And again, rest of the aspects, such as jnanendriyani, manaha, buddhi, mind, intellect and organs of knowledge, they also are all products of sattvic aspect of the matter. So, all of them together, what now? Therefore, pranamaya kosha, manamaya kosha, vijnanamaya kosha, which is three layers of personality, which form the subtle body, are all products of the sattvic rajasic aspects of subtle matter. Now, what about what is left here now? Again, only anandamaya kosha. There is experience of total ignorance, and there is experience of ananda in three different levels as priyam. Priyam means it's also a level of bliss, ananda. And then it's experiential ananda, not surupa ananda. So priyam is a level of ananda, then modaha, then pramodaha. You experience priyam, which obtaining in this experience of priyam, a level of ananda. No, in deep sleep, you experience the priyam. This is a level of ananda. Then in the much deeper sleep, you experience modaha. In much deepest sleep, you experience pramodaha. So, the three different levels of, the experience of three different levels of ananda, which is experiential sukham, which is obtains only when there is a sleep, when there is no manifestation. Then there is total ignorance. And this also what? What is ignorance? Ignorance also is the product of tamasic aspect of the matter. A total ignorance, which is obtaining him of a thought, and also this experience of the ananda obtaining him of thoughts, three experience of the ananda, the different levels, obtaining in the form of vrittis, known as what? Moda, priyam, modaha, pramodaha. Also what? There are also products of sattvic aspect. So here mixture of tamasic aspect, the product of tamasic aspect and the sattvic aspect, we call it malina sattvam. And anyway, it's also matter only. So karana shariram obtaining in the form of experience of total ignorance and experience of ananda in three different levels is also what? The product of matter. Therefore, each layer of personality is nothing but material product, elemental product, sattvic, rajasic, tamasic aspects of the matter alone, actually in the form of these three bodies, divided into the five layers of personality, which he discussed. Now, even though we cannot physically separate the Atma from the Anatma, because they're not distinguishable, but still we can understand Atma being distinct from the Anatma. And it's called Uddharanam. Uddhritihi means distinguishing, cognitively distinguishing the Atma from the Anatma is possible, for which Panchakoshika is going to be useful. And also Anvaya Vyatireka we understand here. So we'll see that in the next class. Hope it was clear for you. Now the koshas have been enumerated and discussed, but we're going to see now how to distinguish the Atma from this five layers of personality. That we'll see in the next class.